You excited for night practice this evening?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. You know, the fans like it a lot as well. Second day in pads, so guys will be pumped up.
And a little different this year, because last year you just had the one evening practice on Saturday. What are you looking forward to most about getting under the lights with the pads on?
Just really another opportunity to get better. You know, that's what coach keeps, preaching, just taking advantage of these practices. You know, before you know it, you know, on the 8th, we play our first preseason game, and the season will come around fast. So just another opportunity to get better.
Hey, Pete, talk about the new offense. What's that been like for you? What's the kind of things you've been experiencing?
Been able to experience a lot. You know, this is what I've been looking for, you know, for the past, 7 years. And now I feel like we have an offense that, fits our talent and what we have on offense as far as, you know, the players and at their positions and what we're able to do. So I'm pretty excited with what Nerve Turner has been putting in for us, and it's presenting a lot of guys with opportunities to make plays and to be more versatile as an offense. So I'm pretty excited, stoked about that.
What do you think of Kyle Rudolph getting locked up to a nice long deal?
Man, I'm happy for him. He definitely deserves it. You know, from the moment he stepped on his field in training camp, I knew he would be around for a while. He's a guy that's dependable. He's a hard worker. And, by him signing that deal yesterday, that's proven.
What's the biggest change in the way Norv's offense uses you?
The man's more from the running back position, from all positions, but definitely from the running back position. Just being able to be out on the perimeter more, more involved in the pass game, and just being versatile, as far as different run plays and run looks, depending on what defense we're facing. We're all pretty excited about that.
How do you feel about yourself as a pass catcher?
Say again?
How do you feel about yourself as a pass catcher?
I feel good, you know. I don't want to make it seem like I'm, Michael Irvin or Jerry Rice, but, you know, I've been playing this game since I was 7. I can catch a football, you know, so I'm confident in what I'm able to do, what I'm going to be able to do when I call a ball.
Matt, the other day, even said, you've seen him catch the pass. Look, he looks like a wide receiver out there.
Yeah, it's funny to me. I really don't make too much of it, but when you're in my position, everything is highlighted, Yesterday, it was receivers who had more drops than me, and probably the same amount of opportunities. But, I guess when you're Adrian Peterson, or you're Matt Khalil, or you're Teddy Bridgewater, it's going to be, overemphasized. So, that is what it is.
What have you seen from Jarek and his athletic ability?
A lot. He's really improving. He's learning more. One thing I love about him is that he has that fight in him. Pass rush, one-on-ones, he got knocked down a couple of times, and he was getting right back up, trying to get in the mix. So that's a guy that's hungry, excited, want to learn, and want to improve, and running the ball. It's not too many guys, that is really excited, but with his quickness and his ability to read cuts and find the hole. Kind of remind me of myself when I was, when I was his age.
Back in the day.
Adrian, you're a one of a kind when it comes to staying in tip-top shape, but how do you feel physically right now in your body?
I feel good. Like I said, going to our second day with pads, body is feeling good. There's nothing you can do during the off-season that's going to, duplicate, being out and cutting full speed, dodging from Chad Greenway and Everson Griffin, running away from those guys. Once you get the rust knocked off, your body, especially if you're in good shape, your body bounced back pretty well, and my body has been responding good.
What makes this your best? You said that this is you've been waiting 7 years for this offense. What makes this a special offense compared to what you've been in before?
Not to take anything away from the coaches we had before. Just being more versatile as an offense, I just call it what it is. And I feel like, in the past we kind of have been predictable. I'm sure you guys have wrote stories about being predictable, in the past 7 years. You won't be able to write that story. this year. And that's pretty much, you know, all I'm saying. You won't be able to do that because his offense is so versatile.
Adrian, have they talked with you at all yet about playing in the preseason and getting some snaps there just to get used to this offense and the game speed?
No, we haven't talked about that, but I'm sure when that time comes around, we'll have a discussion.
Do you feel like it's more important to play in the preseason this year just to get used to some of the things in the offense rather than the last couple of years where it's kind of been the same thing?
I don't necessarily say that. You know, that's why you come out here and you practice. You know, it's nothing like live. You know, but as you know, I practice like it's live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. When that time comes around, we'll talk. And hey, if they want me to go out there and play, you know, just like year one when they set me out, I was on the sideline ready to go. You know, I'll be ready to go.
What are your general thoughts? You know, being displaced for 2 years at playing TCF Bank Stadium, you know, an unfamiliar stadium, playing outside, all that. What's your general take on that whole situation?
Really, it's like it is what it is. I would rather, I wish our stadium could like magically appear, but unfortunately, that won't happen. But you kind of get that one thing I kind of think about is just really getting that natural, you know, feel of Minnesota football. You know, I'm sure we get some, the weather be up and down, you know, more towards October and December. We'll see, you know, some snow and some cold weather. So, you know, what brings me to a comfort level is that, hey, you know, our opponent, they'll be in that same climate and, you know, conditions as well.
What have you thought of Matt Asiata? What have you seen from Matt Asiata?
Oh, man, he's a veteran guy, you know, who knows how it's done, you know, how to come. He's a pro. He comes in, he works hard at the running back position. He comes and he makes sure that he solidifies a spot on special teams. And whenever his name is called, he's ready to roll. You know, he's always, I'm always giving him compliments, you know, when he's out there practicing just with the cuts. He's a heck of a runner. You know, he's just versatile, and he's been helping his team out for a good minute now.
Can I ask anything from this offense, whether it's, you know, the reads or the timing of when to hit the hole or anything like that?
Yes, a lot. You know, just the timing, you know, with any offense, you know, whether it's in the pass game or the run game, you have to make sure that you're getting your timing, you know, down right and your reads right as well. So, and that's something as a group we've been, you know, we've been working on hard, and Coach Kirby been doing a good job of coaching us up.
What's it like running behind a line that's been together for a few years now?
Oh, it's good, man. Those guys, you know, we have been through a lot together, you know, and each year those guys just keep improving. And the more years you have under your belt, the more you're able to gel and, you know each other's tendencies. And, you know, that's always a plus.